me.
Cade, it's Patty. Are you okay?
Where is she?
Right, don't try to get up. She took a nasty hit to the back of the head.
Where is she? I was heading downstairs. That sound. Is she?
We're gonna get you to the hospital, Kate. Just tell me.
Sandra's gone. You know where you are, Kate?
Okay, EMT is here. They're gonna take care of you.
Detective Fenton, can you follow my finger? Detective Fenton. She's unresponsive. Follow my finger.
I'll give you a fucking finger to follow.
Yeah, I think she'll be okay.
Oh, my head.
Did you see anything, Kate? Anything at all? Who's here?
Sandra and I were just sitting around. They must have hit me from behind. I didn't see anyone.
Billy, come on. Let the EMTs work. We'll meet you at the hospital.
No, I need another second with her.
At the hospital, Detective. She suffered severe trauma.
Hey, Kate.
She was just a kid. She was scared out of her mind. I was supposed to protect her.
Is that why you lied about what her mother said, Kate? Huh?
She needed my protection.
It's not an answer. What was she doing at your apartment? Kate.
What do you think would have happened to Sandra in the system? She was a low-level dealer. No one was going to look after her. She and I just needed a little more time to figure things out.
Fuck. You're gonna need a lawyer, Kate.
At the hospital, Detective. Excuse me.
They've scoured the place, Billy.
And?
The ledger's not here.
Your partner lied to you, Billy. She was caught harboring a damn fugitive.
I'm aware of that, Dad.
Good. Then you understand why I can't possibly keep you on the case.
What? It's my case.
Billy, if it was any other detective, I would have had him suspended.
But it's not any other detective. Forget the fact that I've been leading this damn thing for months. That I know it inside and out. And that I'm in a unique position to find the killer. Forget that anyone else you bring on will take weeks to get up to speed. Weeks we don't have. Forget all that. And remember, I'm the one who decided Kate was ready for this. This is my fault. I can't live with that.
You made a mistake, Billy. It happens.
No, I'm not talking to the chief of D's right now. I'm talking to my father. Please.
I gotta ask, Billy, did you know they were sleeping together?
You're really asking?
I'm really asking.
If you don't know the answer. Whenever things get hairy, I always have Patty and you to rely on. Who does Kate have? She wasn't nearly ready for this.
You're talking about her like she's your girlfriend, Billy. She's not. You're not her friend. You're not her family.
No, I'm her partner. This is what we do. For our partners.
Show it to me again, Edgar.
Wow, you've really never played this game before, Patty?
I leave the video games to my fiancé. That's his department.
And what's your department?
Making pasta from scratch, Cary Grant movies, and shooting guns. Lots and lots of guns.
But, like, not all those things at the same time, right?
Edgar, focus.
All right, so this is the game we were communicating with Sandra through. You can present the action from different angles.
So, since Sandra was playing against Jana, I can switch between their points of view.
Yep, but even cooler is what you can hear. I recorded the game. Take a listen. Hear that?
It sounds like an alert or something.
Good ear. Took me hours to figure that out. I assumed it was coming from the game.
It's not?
Mm-mm. Give me your iPhone. It's an exact match to tapping on an iPhone in this setting.
I don't understand. Sandra was playing with her phone while she was communicating with us over the game?
Right. Question is, what was she doing on the phone? Checking the weather? Candy Crush?
She was texting with another buyer.
That's my theory, too.
Of course. Why do all that legwork for one buyer when you can line up a whole marketplace? Let's read her texts.
We can't. The encryption on Sandra's phone is impossible to break. Between the biometrics and hashed passwords, we're going to need a gray box. There are only two stateside consulting firms that have one, and there's a line a mile long for both.
Wait, I read about this gray box. It's Israeli, right?
Yeah, it plugs into your phone. Theoretically, it's for software testing, but it can crack almost any lock if it's re-engineered.
So who can get a gray box for us?
I have no idea.
Edgar, come on. We need to figure out who else Sandra was communicating with.
The state's attorney can probably grease the wheels.
You're saying I have to call Maxima Margaret.
Well, she wants the ledger so bad. Let's make her flex a little muscle to help us find it.
Kill me. Kill me now.
You're fine. We've only run 3 miles, Patty.
Seriously, take out your gun and put me out of my misery.
Remember the double homicide in Lincoln Park a couple years back? I had my breakthrough on that case while running this track. Proven method to wake the hippocampus.
Uh-huh. You'll forgive me if I don't take the word of someone who cheated off me all semester in Mr. Belzer's bio. Billy, I gotta stop. Seriously.
Okay. Just for a second. Whew. Did Ari's car get dropped off this morning? All good?
Back in the garage. If he noticed it moved at all, he hasn't said anything.
Good. You getting anywhere with Maxima Margaret?
Her office is helping Edgar and I get through the red tape to unlock Sandra's phone. It's slow. It's not the only way to find out who Sandra was texting at the time of her murder.
How else?
You could ask the girl who was sitting next to her at the time, Billy. Have you gone to see Kate in the hospital yet?
Not yet. I spoke to Wiz, who did her intake. Her story, such that it is, does add up.
Her story?
Yeah, she knows she fucked up by getting too close to Sandra, but she swears she didn't know Sandra stole the ledger until we tried to make it by. Kate insists she was continuing to work Sandra to find out who committed the original murders in the cartel.
She claims she was just working a suspect on her own. And you think that holds up? Billy, why didn't she bring any of us in on it? You have always had such a blind spot when it comes to a pretty girl who needs your help.
Look, hey. Don't give me that, Patty. Okay? Kate was scared. Sandra called her, begging for her help. Said her life was in danger. A couple guys from the cartel found Sandra and assumed she turned cooperating witness when she was arrested with everyone else in the raid. So, Kate let Sandra crash at her place for a few nights. She thought she could convince Sandra to turn herself in.
Billy, tell me you don't believe that bullshit. If this is getting too personal for you...
Patty, Kate isn't the first cop in history to get too close to someone on an assignment.
Please. Please, please tell me you're not sleeping with her, Billy.
Is that what you think? Is that what Dad thinks? That's why I'm protecting Kate?
I've heard she sleeps with men as easily as women, bro. And she is just your type.
Kate is my partner, Patty. I'd do this for any partner. And no, I'm not cheating on Valerie. Jesus.
Okay. All right. I had to ask.
Yeah, well, I'm hearing that a lot lately. Let's keep running.
Do we have to?
All right. Come on. Let's walk at least. So, how's the wedding planning?
Billy.
What? You're about to get married, and we've barely said 10 words about it, Patty. Are you nervous?
I'm really not. Which is weird, right? Is there something wrong with me?
Most definitely. At the very least, you should be petrified about Dad making a fool of himself in his toast.
Seriously, though, I'm not at all nervous about marrying Ari. It's the best decision I've ever made.
Happy for you.
You're a bad liar, Billy.
I'm serious.
Can you please give Ari a chance? You totally shut down with him. He's gonna be your brother, whether you like it or not.
He's just hard to engage with.
Literally, his job is to engage with people. You two are very, very different. That's mostly what I like about him.
Hey.
He's sweet, Billy. He's good to me. And he really admires you and Dad.
Now I know you're lying.
It's true. Behind that agent-y exterior, Ari's a teddy bear. He takes care of me.
Like you've ever needed anyone to take care of
you. I don't need it. I want it. After Mom passed, I had to be the caretaker for everyone. For Dad, for our brothers, for you. With Ari, I'm finally the one being taken care of.
I didn't know you felt that way.
I know. And I know you don't get what's so great about Ari, but just know he's the first guy I've dated who doesn't care that I'm a cop. In fact, he loves me because of the job, not despite it.
I don't know what to say, sis.
I do. Last one to the car is to sit next to Cousin Jared at the wedding.
The close talker with the yellow teeth?
Damn it. Edgar. Volume, buddy.
Sorry.
Edgar, explain the app to Billy.
It's called Quiver. It's responsible for a billion streams a day. It's literally the only place a gamer like Sandra could go to stream her gameplay online.
Why would she be on the app when I tried to buy the ledger from her?
She was using the messaging tool to set up a second deal with someone else.
I can't believe Sandra was gonna double-cross me.
Billy, you were trying to arrest her.
Yeah, but she didn't know that, Patty.
Ugh, the male ego. Anyway, Quiver is how Edgar cracked the encryption without Max Margaret's help.
If Sandra had been using text or email, we'd have been screwed. But Quiver is built off an open, unsecured architecture. I was able to tunnel into the back door of the service with a simple warrant.
All right, let's see your messages. What do we have here? Blast reframe 2v1. Turtle crawl on the high ground? What the hell, Edgar? This is gibberish.
Wait, did you say turtle crawl?
Not you too, Patty. You've been spending way too much time with Edgar.
It's used in the game Manhunter, right? Janna plays that game all the time. I've heard her say turtle crawl like 20 times.
I don't know the game. It's one I'm not familiar. So what I'm thinking is we should probably go talk to Janna. You know, if she's free, if she's... how is she, by the way? Do I look okay?
Easy, killer. Patty and I will go.
I ask for very little, Billy. And you know, my therapist says I need to be more assertive, so I'm putting my foot down and I'm coming.
That's right, Ragnarok. You flank to the left and put 2v1 on top of the Harry Potter.
Janna? Sorry to interrupt.
Ugh! I own you! Get to the left. No, your left!
Can she even hear us?
No, she's plugged in. Look at her go. She's amazing.
Janna, hello?
Patty? You scared me. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Were you all watching me play?
Don't be embarrassed. You're extraordinary. You are a gift to mankind.
Thanks, Edgar. You're sweet. Hi, Billy.
Hey, Janna.
Paper cut. Get over there and build a damn cannon. Now! Sorry. Are you here to see me?
We are. We have this message on Quiver that we need some help understanding.
Yeah, here. Take a look, Janna. Does this make any sense to you?
Huh. That's weird.
What?
It's from Manhunter, but we would never put the code in this order.
You wouldn't. Patty says you play Manhunter a lot.
Yeah, it's an E-League game. Lots of people in the league play.
We think Sandra, the girl who was killed, was trying to sell the ledger to someone through this game at the same time that she was trying to sell it to us.
If they were using this code, might the other person she was trying to sell it to be a player in the E-League?
Definitely possible.
Why would an E-League player care about buying a drug ring's ledger?
Maybe their name was in it?
I thought E-Leaguers fancy themselves real athletes.
We are. And like any other sport, some people juice.
Please don't tell me video gamers take steroids. What, to build up muscles in their thumbs?
A bunch of years ago, there were these underground LAN parties in Chicago. Gamers would binge on 72-hour or week-long play sessions. They're mythic. I even heard about them in Korea. One guy didn't take his hands off the controller for a full week and ended up with an embolism. Most of them would be high as hell in nootropics.
What are nootropics?
They're these drugs laced with stimulants. They help you with dexterity and focus. If you're on the right mixture, you can game at peak performance for 3 or 4 days straight.
And this is allowed by the league?
No way. It's a totally unfair advantage. The league banned them years ago. That's why we have random drug checks now.
Are there any e-leaguers who you think might be taking them now?
There have been rumors circulating on the forums around the Silver Spoons. One of the top teams. Also Fidelity style. They kind of came out of nowhere and are now ranked in the top 10. I'm sure there are others. Honestly, the drug scene isn't really my thing. Hold on a minute. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Come on. Yes. Ah, 그렇지, 내가 뭘 했어. I own you. Yeah.
Your field work is amazing, Jana.
That's my signature move, Edgar. It's why I got the
nail biters. Wow, those are gorgeous. They make your fist light up like a Hanukkah bush.
Jana.
Sorry. It's all dark web. You jump on Tor, type in a link, and you get a FedEx or hand-delivered shipment of the drugs within a couple of days.
Where do you get that link?
Almost anyone in the league has a link or two to a dark website. Mostly it's used for cheat codes, but sitting right next to a lucrative in-game weapon is the ability to get almost anything. Drugs, real weapons, whatever.
Jana, we need you to introduce us to anyone you suspect might be taking these nootropics.
Our biggest tournament of the year is tomorrow. I don't play till the evening. Meet me at the stadium around 1 p.m. and I can introduce you around. Is it okay if I get back to my game now?
Absolutely. Thanks, Jana.
Hey, Edgar. You want to play?
Me? It would be an honor, Jana. I am not worthy to follow after you, but I will try.
Welcome to the 5th annual Manhunter Challenge. Team captains, be sure to check in with Mr. Mango at booth 12. Don't forget to drop off your controllers by the text.
So let me get this straight. There are over 100 teams from how many countries, Jana?
At least 30 countries are represented here. At first, we just had Red Bull brands, but Soul Survivor put in about $400 million to sponsor the whole tourney.
You mean 400,000, right?
Nope. Billy, this league is bigger than any non-professional sporting event besides the Olympics.
Jesus.
I would have thought you'd know all about it since your future brother-in-law basically runs the show here.
I guess I should listen more when Ari speaks. You know, I played a pretty mean game of Top Gun on the NES back in the day. Just couldn't manage to land the damn plane.
Things have advanced since then. The games we compete on are full-on tactical battles, Manhunter being the biggest. I'm commanding at least 60 different grunts in our league alone. The main team plays here in the stadium, but the game allows the team captain to recruit players from around the world, sitting in their apartments or dorm rooms to fight alongside us. Some of these matches have up to 100 players playing at the same time.
Mm. And what are you playing for?
Prize money, endorsements, increased fan engagements on Quiver, merch sales, pride.
So you can actually make a living. That wasn't just Ari's hype.
Once I get back to Seoul, I should clear at least 30,000 in a month in online streams alone.
Fuck me. I am in the wrong business.
Well, if it isn't Son of House Harney, Twin of the North, Follower of All Rules, future brother-in-law of the firstborn, Ari.
Ari, hey, speak of the devil.
Hey, Ari.
Hey, what's up, you two? Jana showing you around, Billy Boy? What do you think?
It's a new world for me.
It's a new world, sure. It's the future. The world's first truly global sport.
I'd like to meet some of your gladiators. Maybe you can introduce me around, Ari?
Billy, it means so much to me that you're taking an interest in what I do.
Well, I figure you're going to be my brother-in-law. I might as well get to know your world.
Oh, come here. I could kiss you. All right, let's meet my client, Zulfi. So she comes from this favela in Brazil, and she taught herself this entire game just using her phone. I met her on Reddit. And check this out. 2 months later, I've got her making $200,000 a year in merch.
Uh-huh. Does she take nootropics?
Does she no. Billy, that word can get you in a lot of trouble around here. Okay? And to answer your question, we have a zero drug policy at my firm. There are some shady agencies out there, but we aren't one of them. I ever caught one of my clients taking that shit, I'd pull their contracts and send them back to whatever video game hole they crawled out from.
Okay. Good to know, Ari.
You know, Billy, I'm an honest guy, no matter how reluctant you are to believe it.
Well, I'm eager to meet Zolfi. Let me just make a quick call first. Patty, hey. Yeah, so listen, I just pinged Edgar a list of E-League players. Can you have him cross-reference their online handles with Sandra's online and offline activities over the last few weeks? This place is insane. There's serious money on the line. I wouldn't put it past these gaming nerds to do whatever they had to prevent their names from being found on the ledger. Yes, Patty, I was extremely nice to Ari. I swear. And I'm on the way to visit Kate in the hospital. I don't know why people think I'm not nice. Hi, Kate.
Billy, you came.
How you feeling?
About as well as you look. You slept? Doctor says the concussion wasn't too severe. I'll be able to get back to work one of these days.
We'll see.
Billy, you know I can help on this case. I need to help.
Am I interrupting?
Goldie, what are you doing here? Come in.
Nah, let's let Detective Fenton rest, okay? Join me in the hall, Billy.
Billy, wait.
I'll be right back, Kate.
Billy, I know I screwed up, but don't let internal affairs...
Kate, stop. Just stop.
How is she?
She's tough. She'll be fine.
Good. Good.
Listen, Goldie.
You know, Maxima Margaret is all over me, Billy. I've been head of internal affairs for, what, 2 months? I gotta come down hard on this one.
I've known you my whole life, Goldie. You trust me, right?
Got nothing to do with it.
Right now, it has everything to do with it. Kate's my partner. I'm telling you she's screwed up, but she is not...
A junkie? You see her veins? Bloodshot eyes? Are you a detective or not? Worst part is, you knew there was something wrong, and you didn't think to bring it to my attention. Your dad's my best friend for 40 years.
Goldie.
I could have helped you if you'd come to me. I can't help her now.
Listen, I had no idea Kate was harboring Sandra.
If I thought for even a second, you did.
I need some help on this, Goldie. I'm asking for a favor.
Let me show you something. This came out of the search warrant at Kate's house.
What is it?
It's a recording. Just listen.
What the hell is this? No.
Sandra.
No way.
That's Kate's voice. We verified it 1 week ago.
Jesus.
Not only was your partner in there harboring a fugitive, she was bringing her into bed every night. And she wasn't just screwing your suspect, Billy. She was screwing you, me, the department... Giant fucking mess.
Can I have a few minutes with her?
Billy.
Give me 1 minute. Then do what you have to.
So what does IA want?
Were you in love with her?
What? What are you talking about?
Stop bullshitting me, Kate. In 1 minute, the head of Eternal Affairs is going to walk in here and you'll officially be a suspect in Sandra's murder. The entire force will be up your ass. So if you have anything you need to say to me, and only me, now is that time.
I swear I didn't know Sandra had the ledger. I just wanted to bring her in on my own terms to keep her safe.
Kate, they have recordings of you having sex with Sandra.
Shit.
That's what you have to say.
It just... happened.
There's always a moment where you have a choice. You chose to let it happen.
I know I screwed up. But I swear, once I found out Sandra stole the ledger, I was convincing her to turn herself in. She only stole the ledger to support her habit, which I know isn't an excuse, but it is an explanation.
Okay, Detective Fenton, this is Officer James and Officer Bardem. They're going to escort you to the precinct. Should you need any additional medical care...
I can make my own way there, thanks.
The officers will help.
Am I under arrest?
You'll be formally questioned by Internal Affairs and a decision will be made after that.
I didn't kill her, Billy. Please, help me. I'm telling you the truth. You know me.
Goldie, come on. She can barely walk.
Stay out of this, Billy. I'll shield you and the family as much as I can, but you and I both know what happens next.
Goldie.
You want to help your partner? Explain to her she's got to tell the truth. She does that, she may do all right.
Date night sure is fun when you're in the middle of an investigation.
I'm fine, Val.
You think maybe you've had enough?
Nah, see, I drink Jack Daniels when there's a murder. I save the fine mezcal when my partner betrays me and becomes a lead suspect in the murder of a drug dealer she was screwing.
Billy, you take one more shot and I'm leaving. It's open mic night. Turn your mind off for a little while. Look, Bobby's going to do a set. This should be good.
Okay, here we go. How do you work this thing? So I just turned 40. All right, come on. Calm down. Okay. You know, I know I'm 40. Girls started looking at me differently. My partner, you know, ribbed me like, "Hey, Bobby, you like MILFs now?" And I'm like, "Oh, you mean women who are age appropriate?" Yeah, cool. Bring it on. You'll never hate me as much as my kids do.
Oh, this is embarrassing. Poor Bobby.
Cops are not meant to be stand-ups.
Anybody here from L.A.? Okay. Well, anyway, when I go to L.A., it looked like I put on an extra 10 pounds, you know? Because there are all these guys wearing size 28 jeans. I mean, shit, I go to the gym, you know, the trainers recruit you for personal sessions. Ask what your goals are. Say, you know, give me the Leo DiCaprio. I want to look like I totally gave up, but girls still want to have sex with me. Hey, you know what? Screw you all. It took me a week to write that joke. I'm a narcotics officer, not Jerry Seinfeld.
Billy, you would kill up there.
Okay, whoa,
you are way funnier than any of these guys.
No. I couldn't get up in front of all these people. First of all, it's a cop bar, so they're all armed, and I'm not nearly damaged enough to do comedy.
Yes, you are.
Billy, you came.
Of course, Kate. IA Lockup is where they got the best coffee in the precinct.
Hardy har.
How'd the interview go?
I think Goldie took it easy on me. Out of respect for you, probably, so thanks for that.
Goldie's not going to look the other way on this just because he and my father go back. Hope you understand that, Kate.
That's not what I'm saying.
How the fuck could you do this? I mean, how could you be so fucking unprofessional, getting romantically involved with someone on an undercover job?
I obviously didn't mean for it to happen.
This again.
How many times do I have to say I know I screwed up?
You know how easy it's going to be for them to make it look like you killed Sandra to keep the affair quiet?
I was in love with her, Billy.
Okay. Make me understand.
I was undercover for months. I know you think you know what it was like from listening through the bugs, but it's nothing like actually being in there, being among them. There were a couple of times I was forced to try some of the supply. Prove myself.
You know you're supposed to report that sort of thing.
I know. And you would have pulled me out and we would never have made the bust. I made an executive decision. I was sure I was strong enough not to get hooked. Me? No way, but somewhere along the line. Anyway, Sandra and I became close. We decided we were going to beat our habits together. We just, I don't know, we clicked. We fell for each other.
Jesus, Kate.
I was right next to her when she was killed, Billy. Put yourself in my shoes for a second. It's been about the worst 72 hours of my life.
You shouldn't have ever been in that position in the first place. That's my fault. But if you're looking for sympathy right now...
I'm not. I know I'll likely be fired and possibly prosecuted, but I swear to you, I did not kill Sandra.
If you're telling the truth about not knowing Sandra had the ledger, maybe you can get off with a long suspension. No promises.
Thanks, partner.
Don't thank me yet. Your best shot at preventing your career from coming to an end is to help me solve this thing. All right. Do you have any idea why someone would have broken into your place to kill Sandra but left you alive?
Well, killing a junkie is one thing. Killing a cop is another.
Maybe.
Or maybe whoever attacked us just wanted the ledger. after they knocked me out, I was no longer an obstacle. But Sandra? She would have fought tooth and nail to hold on to what was hers. They probably had to kill her for it.
Your pension plan and your union request to remove anonymous complaints can all just go away, Chief Harney. As I told other department heads, this case is my focus. I want every traffic cop, school crossing guard, and desk jockey lending a hand.
I understand your frustration, Margaret. You're the state's attorney, but threats won't get you anywhere.
Excuse me?
Detective Harney, if it isn't nepotism's poster child.
I just interviewed Detective Fenton, ma'am. We have new active leads we're pursuing.
Did I not make it clear how important it was to resolve this matter quickly?
You made it very clear, Miss Olson.
Yet, here we are, with another murder surrounding the ledger.
As Detective Harney said.
Oh, just call him your son. Don't play games.
As Billy said, we were arranging the transfer of the ledger when our suspect was killed.
And that helps me how? Do you have any idea what kind of pressure is being exerted on me from people whose names are in this ledger? These are not insignificant people.
And if they weren't buying drugs in the first place, their names wouldn't be in there and they wouldn't have anything to worry about.
Don't raise your voice at me, Detective.
Let's let tempers cool here. As Billy was saying, we have leads on a few new suspects.
We don't need additional suspects. I have everything I need to put together a grand jury and indict a single suspect right now.
Wait, what? Who?
Detective Kate Fenton.
You're not serious.
We're charging her for Sandra Capella's murder, as well as those in the drug ring. I came here out of courtesy.
This is bullshit! This is IA's territory. Goldie hasn't finished his investigation into this yet.
Goldie. Yes, another friend of the Harney family. This is now beyond IA's reach. Need I remind you that Fenton was harboring your top suspect? My office tells me there's no verifiable DNA evidence of any mystery intruder found in her apartment.
It was inconclusive.
And Fenton's blood work came back showing she was high at the time of the attack.
Kate was attacked too. What's your theory?
You're too close to it, Detective. Step back, and the answer is obvious. Your partner, being inexperienced and easily influenced, developed a drug habit that she could no longer afford or control. So, high on drugs, she killed her lover and stole the ledger to sell to the highest bidder. I did all your work for you, Detective.
How do you explain how she ended up in the hospital?
She obviously knocked herself unconscious so she could claim there was some mysterious intruder who gave her a concussion.
Oh, my. This is insane. Okay, this isn't some bad TV show. Knocked herself out? Where do you get this stuff?
Ask your father if I'm insane. He knows I'm right.
No, bullshit.
Ask him.
Dad? I don't believe this. There's no indication Kate took the ledger. What's that supposed to be?
The USB containing the cartel's ledger. We just recovered it. Hidden under the spare tire in Kate Fenton's truck.